There you go, Ruth. There's your cut. 5%. That's 60 grand.
Pete, as the author and composer of Psychoderelict, do you have any last thoughts on what the message contained in Psychoderelict is?
What I think it really is, what I think Psychoderelict is watch out. We've been down this pathway before. There was a revolution in the 70s. It was driven by psychedelic drugs. It changed society. And a lot of those changes were fun, and a lot of them have been lasting. But most of them were really, really quite horrible, I think. And certainly it produced wonderful music for a short period of time, but in the end it produced this undermining of what I believe was so wonderful about early rock and roll, the fact that, you know, it gave people who were fairly inarticulate and frustrated and lost and isolated a voice. And I'm asking, is Ray right to long for that? I don't long for it.